Excuse my throat, it's not it.
Okay. So we are here for the concept design meeting. So we will first start by summarizing the previous meeting and the decision we've taken. I will take notes during this meeting so that you can look at my folder to see the summary of this meeting afterwards. So each of you will show us the various investigations they've done during previous hours. We'll then take decision on concept, and then we will define the next task to have to be done before the next meeting. So last time we decided to have a simple interface. We also decided to have a wheel to change channel, preview channel button. Channel digits buttons should be protected by plastic cover or something for the remote control to look very simple. We have also button for volume and to switch on and off the TV. We have also the lightning feature for the remote control to be easy to find. And for fast development and low cost, we have decided to have no LCD nor voice features. So now we'll have three presentations. So the conceptual specification by industrial designer, the specification of the UI by or
Abdullah Hazred is my name.
Okay. And the last point is train watching by market expert. So maybe we can start with industrial design. So this is the presentation. Maybe I can switch slide on your request.
I only have three slides, so I just look at the just these on some web pages to find some documentation, and I think the remote control is, as I mentioned previously, you just have a very simple chip, and the user interface is just done usually by push button, and in our case we are using a wheel control. So I was looking basically for that chip, which is a very, very standard, and I just look for the wheel sensor and the standard push button. And we can change directly. In fact, I have the number of that element, which is very standard for remote control. The push buttons are usually extremely cheap, but I just have one problem, and this is related with the wheel sensor, which seems to be quite expensive.
Okay.
And I think if we could just talk about that, if we really need a wheel sensor, or if we cannot, if we could combine something with a push button.
Okay.
A wheel sensor is 50 times the price of a push button.
But is it a significant price on the whole remote control? Because we can afford up to 12 euros for the price of the remote control.
Yeah.
So we'll this with including all possible things, so buttons, wheel, and the chip, be lower than 12 euros to produce.
But I don't think that we should talk about the design of the box also, which needs some
also
money.
Have to but say, did you receive the email about the voice recognition?
Oh, that's all.
No?
Yeah. You received something?
Yeah, we have an email from the manufacturing division that they have basically a voice recognition chip already developed. It says right now they just use it to record answers to particular questions. But I guess and it could be
adapted.
I guess it's possible. I mean, instead of recording the answers, you can just record something simpler like.
Okay, and they can recognize some commands?
Yeah, you recognize commands, you can record new commands and stuff. So if they already have it as a chip,
yeah,
you could use it.
Okay, maybe we can just listen to this presentation and then take decision later.
Okay.
According to those news.
But I think it's, sorry, I haven't written my personal references. I just want to mention the problem of the wheel sensor, which is much more expensive than any push button.
Okay.
And if we could reduce that. We have already some good things with the backlight of the push button.
I have a question about that actually. What is the purpose of the light?
Just to make something which is slightly more designed that in square box with a rubber
button, but the dark also.
But in the dark. But is it going to be always turned on, the light?
It will be turned on when the user moves the remote control, I think.
But if you move it, then you have it. You don't need to find it.
Mm.
You can see the buttons better, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
But if you move it, then you have to have some sensor to when you move it to detect that you're moving it.
As soon as you start to move the remote control, you have the light.
Yeah, but you need another sensor for that, right?
Yeah, again.
You know it's expensive.
I don't think that this is really expensive, but at the end, this is plenty of very cheap devices, but the bill starts to be.
Yeah, but I expected also the wheel to be cheap, but you tell me that it's very expensive. So.
First of all, I was thinking to have a continuous light, and when you press the on button, you have the light on your remote control. When you want to turn off the
but
device,
it can be battery consuming, no? To have the light always on.
A little bit.
Well, we'll discuss that after, maybe.
Okay. So my one should be in the shared folder.
Yeah.
It was last time I saw it.
And it is.
Okay. So,
okay.
Let's move to the slide. So basically, want very simple, right? That's the major idea. As simple as possible.
Yeah.
So I just looked at some current designs on the web of usually more complicated remote controls. And just looked at two of them because even though they have many buttons, they look quite simple. And in our case, we just rejected the buttons that we don't need.
Yeah.
And it got even simpler.
So and also, does it fit well in hand? Because it was the wrist problem.
Well, these remotes are quite big. So go to the next page. So. We have all these buttons that you can see, but most of them we just need the ones in the middle.
Yeah.
So, from the bottom where there's the numbers and then the top until the channel, so this middle part.
Yeah.
And the left one is exactly the same. So, basically, more or less how we like it with the big volume control, big channel control, and mutant power.
Yeah.
That's the basic thing.
So, it's only the central part.
So, basically, something that we will build will look more or less the same as these two.
Yeah, with maybe a more economic design on the.
Yeah, if we have, for example, I think that the volume and the buttons that are there on the top are not very easy to reach with your thumb. It could be on the right side, for example.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we don't have these input buttons and this other stuff that they have. And I think that the plastic cover is not very good idea because you open it, it can break, you can do various things.
Okay.
You just need to put the channel numbers somewhere a bit out of the way.
Okay.
So that they're separated a bit. Yeah. Okay. And it's easy to press the big buttons, but it should not be difficult to press the channel buttons either. I think if you put the cover, it would be even more difficult for the user.
Okay.
Usually what I have noticed is that people put a plastic cover on things that you normally don't mess with, like buttons for tuning the channels and stuff like that. Yeah, but you want to protect a bit. I think it's reasonable.
Okay.
So I don't think... Yeah, this is just the wheel. You could use some wheels can be pushed down. You could use the push down of the wheel for the record if you want. So you could just basically use one just wheel, and a user could use just the wheel to everything.
Yeah.
The times. In that case.
Maybe the wheel would be a good advantage of our competitors. Because otherwise it's pretty standard about the fact that it's very simple. So maybe this works to have more expense on that aspect.
I guess the market research will tell us about that.
Okay. So we can move to the... Is there any question for designer of user interface? Or we can move to the next part, maybe, and discuss afterwards. Okay.
Can we go?
Yeah.
So, the recent investigation we have done of the remote control. So, the most important aspect for remote controls is to be fancy look and feel, and not common functional look and feel. And the second aspect is that the remote control should be technological innovative.
Okay.
And the third most important aspect is that the remote control should be easy to use. So there are things we have speak about before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can go.
Yeah.
After. And there's a fashion watchers in Paris and Milan that have detected the following trends. Fruits and vegetables will be the most important theme for clothes, shoes, and furniture. So maybe our remote control has to be fruit form or vegetable form, something like that.
Sport and paper.
And the material is expected to be spongy. Oh, I don't know which material. Can be spongy, and if you...
This is good also for...
I think we can certainly just put the electronics in a spongy thing. It could work, right?
Yeah. I think it is good also to have a spongy...
You can throw it to the television.
Yeah, because it's robust.
It's robust, yeah.
Hey, that's a cool one. We could say that if you throw it, you have a sensor, and you throw it and hit the television and turns it off. When it detects a shock.
Yeah,
I know that they do that for alarm clock.
And
also. Yeah.
You can say that. You can go before.
Before?
Before, yes. And you know here, the more important aspect is the fancy look and feel.
Yeah.
After is technological innovative, and after the easy to use.
I think it's innovative to use the wheel, because I think no one
has why I think we have to keep that if it's possible.
Yeah, I think it makes it both easy and both innovative. So I think it's a good aspect. And it
how do we make it look cool? Is the question.
Cool, fancy.
Yeah,
we have to make it look like fruit or vegetable.
Yeah.
Maybe. A color that remembers
something
inside that.
Well, the obvious thing is a banana, I guess.
Maybe.
I thought about a pea, for example. You know, a pea is like that, and it's easy to yeah. to have in.
And it's ergonomic as well.
Yeah.
A pea. Banana is also ergonomic.
Maybe pear, yeah, or something like that.
Oh, a fruit like that, I don't know.
Yeah. We can discuss that. Is there anything you want to add?
Is there any fruit that is spongy?
I don't think so. I think we can have like yeah, a pear is good, fit well, or banana, you know.
Yeah.
For maybe you can feel, what about a piece of ice with blue LED inside?
But that's not in the train. Yeah. The train is spongy and vegetable yeah. fruits.
It's not hard metal.
I think spongy is good because it will be robust as well.
Yeah.
So I think we can keep the wheel because it's easy, it's innovative, even if the cost is a bit higher. And we also have to find a So a fruit like pear or banana with any other idea you have? What kind of fruit would you like to control your TV with?
Banana, I think it's a nice idea.
Banana is also because yellow, so you can't lose your remote control
yeah.
then.
You don't use the banana when the banana is
yeah.
curving like that, but when the banana is curving like that.
Yeah.
With the wheel on the top
yeah.
and to control, and here you have
the
push button to...
Yeah, so you can just have this curve, yeah, and you move your hand here to push the buttons, and then you move on the other side.
Yeah.
So you can have it on two sides and to be cool. No?
Yeah. I think it's a good design and it's innovative as well. Then maybe we can keep the banana, and it will be very easy to find.
And put everybody knows what is a banana, basically. If you start with fancy fruits.
Aha, you can also take into account the fact that the banana fits with the color scheme of our company.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's really a good point.
I hope this idiots at management die, but anyway. Are we recording this meeting?
I think it so. So we have to take some decision on the respect. So for components. So we have to think about those aspects. Sorry.
So we will just use a standard battery.
Yeah.
And the chip we chip on print. We know exactly which one we're going to use. What do you mean by case?
I think it's the box that should be spongy, banana's shape.
I mean, for me, if we use a spongy banana case, it doesn't matter. I just want to have something to print, to fix my components onto that box.
That can be inside the inner structure.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is that the buttons and the wheel have to be... I mean, if
spongy,
it's spongy, then the buttons and the wheel have to... if it's pointed, then it's going to move, right? So it's going to be bent a lot. So if we try to push the button,
it's possible.
You think it's
no,
possible?
The button would be. In fact, it should be something arc shaped with
yeah.
a spongy cover.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is my idea.
Yeah.
Okay, arc shape with spongy cover. And standard battery, okay. Chip on print, there's no specific problem. So we agree to put the wheel.
Mm-hmm. Wheel on the top, button. Why do we want some buttons?
Well, usually hold. Okay, we want it to be good also for the left hand users, right?
Yeah.
So it has to be symmetrical.
Yeah, but okay. So let's say that they'll. It has to be. Basically, you can only take two sides. One on this side where there's a thumb, and the other side where there's a. Yeah, also the thumb.
Yeah.
Basically. Or you could use this one, but don't know if it's very comfortable to use
yeah,
this one
maybe
for the wheel.
Thumb is more comfortable.
This for the wheel, and then this for the buttons.
Yeah, I think it's okay for both right and left.
Mm-hmm.
So with the left, you have. Dope.
I think you can turn it this way also. You can
wheel.
Do both.
Wheel buttons. Yeah, the problem is if you have buttons and wheel, then when you turn it around, the buttons are on the other side. You cannot see them.
Well, you will get used to it. And
so the buttons have to be here and the wheel has to be...
The buttons are lighted, so you immediately identify the right side. Because you have light on buttons.
Yeah, I know, but if you hold it with your left hand and the wheel is here and the buttons are here,
yeah.
Then when you turn it around, the buttons will be on the other side.
No, I think you will use it only on the right or left hand, whether you're righty or lefty. I think for lefty it's okay. I can do this movement and for righty as well. I think this doesn't change that much.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay, maybe. Yeah.
So, for interface, we said so that we have this banana shape with button on the side, and a wheel on the top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the color is yellow. I think it's we define everything according to what we should, but the decision we should take. Yeah. So maybe we can work on this aspect until next meeting. So have the final look and feel design according to the decision. And have the user interface design, and then evaluate the product. That is to say, check if it fits the requirements given by the users. But according to your presentation, it seems to be okay. It seems to be fancy, innovative, and easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
So, to prepare the prototype, I would suggest that the industrial designer and the user interface designer work together. That would be better, I think. And so you will receive further instruction by email as usual.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, master.
Do you need to add any?
No.
You feel okay?
Yeah.
You feel free to express what you want to say?
Yeah.
You don't feel too constrained?
No.
You don't feel free to answer this?
No, you can move. No. Okay.
Okay. So,
thank you.
See you.
I think we can leave the room for the tracking people.